Thousands of people have helped shaped Alexandrina 2040, the council's community strategic plan. Joining me to tell us about it is Mayor Keith Parks. Hi, Keith.
Good morning, Jenny. How are you? Yeah. Good morning to your listeners.
Really well, thank you. Good time of year to be down on the south coast.
Perfect time. It's always good down the south coast, but it's perfect this time of the year.
Beautiful.
And, lots of visitors over the Christmas break. It's been really very busy.
I bet it has. Now, the community's been taking part in this vision for the future. Tell us about A2040.
So we did extensive consultation in all of our townships to get the community in, to get their input into what, in their mind, they thought their part of Alexandrina should look like by the year 2040, but also, importantly, what changes would happen on the journey to 2040, so what expect to evolve and what were their expectations and priorities. So that was really well supported. We had over 1,800 people put in submissions and spoke to us about it and went onto our website. So as a result of that, we've finished putting together the plan, which is about ready to go to council now for final approval for the vision for 2040. So they can look at it on council's website. It's mysay.alexandrina.sa.gov.au, then it's /A2040. But you'll find it just on the council website. And there you can look at all the information in the written word. But there's a couple of fantastic videos taken throughout our community with members of our community having their input into that production. So it's a really good thing. They're first class.
So the vision of a livable, green and connected future, what does that mean? What does that mean for some future goals, perhaps, for the council?
Yeah, so the priorities were very, very clear. The highest priority everywhere was the environment and our protection of the environment and the retention of our heritage and the character of the region, but also actions that we were taking to mitigate climate change and help reduce the effect of what we do in climate change, and great support for our agricultural sector and the way things are progressing there and the innovation of different ideas and technologies. That was the focus of the most of the input we got. What we've got to do is make sure that our areas, our open spaces where public go to for recreation and fact and just to relax, are conducive to that lovely, cool, relaxing atmosphere, and plenty of greening of our reserves and different places around the council area to help make the place there more, people feel more comfortable and cool when they're there, but and also relaxed and just enjoyable, you know.
And I know that in the past council has spoken about or committed to climate change mitigation. Is that part of the strategy as well?
Well, yes, it's one of the components of it. We do have, in conjunction with our 2040 plan, we do have a climate change adaption policy being put together, and we've just formed a reference committee to a group of really well qualified people from within our community to put together an advisory panel to advise council on things that we can do to improve and reduce our impact on the environment. So they're about to have their first meeting in the next few weeks. And so we're looking forward to getting that. That's the next step moving forward on that process. So that's a new thing, and we're looking forward to it.
Great. Mayor of Alexandrina, Keith Parks, is with us. And just lastly, you're encouraging South Coast residents to get along before sunrise tomorrow to be part of a TV event.
Yes, I believe the Today Show is going to visit Port Elliot. Port Elliot is just like a little jewel on the coast. It's a lovely little township and so full of history, and the heritage of the town is so well preserved. So they're going to be down there. Today's show will be there from tomorrow morning from 5:30 in the morning, and they'll be in the Strand, and then they're going down to Horseshoe Bay, which is stunning, then to Basham's Beach. So during the morning, and what they'll do each time they cross over with the weather, they'll do a segment from wherever they are in Port Elliot. This is, we did one not long ago. They did one at Goolwa Beach, and it was fantastic. And the national coverage, I mean, this goes Australia wildlife, and you just can't buy that sort of coverage and promotion for a region anywhere. It's worth thousands and thousands of dollars.
Oh, fabulous.
The advertising potential of it. So,
yeah.
And it's really showing people out there all over Australia what a beautiful region we've got.
Gorgeous. Thanks so much for your time today. Really appreciate it, Mayor Keith Parks.
Thanks, Jenny. Lovely to talk to you, and all the best.